Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello, and welcome to
Hello, welcome back to the Yog Pod.
Don't do that, that's creepy. Don't do a creepy voice.
You do the intro.
Do a happy voice.
Go on then.
Hello, everybody!
Welcome back to the Yog Pod. Oh, it's good to do this again.
Yeah.
So this is episode 2.
What? No.
Of the new age of the Yog Pod. Because it was, I figure it was so long. Because we couldn't even decide what Spack 5-kilo was called. Do you remember?
Well,
one.
You say we can decide. I knew it would be fourth, but you insisted on going for the fifth.
2015, yeah. And then we'll go with this one being two. So basically, we had a nice format for the last one. You know, you had some stuff prepared, I had some stuff prepared.
Yeah.
Now,
we've thrown all that out the window.
Very much prepared.
That's gone.
But I was thinking we could just toy with formats and see what works. I've got a list of questions. Shall we just get started?
Is this like a job interview?
Yeah.
Is it like the, you know, the yearly review is up?
Yeah.
It's my annual review.
So,
my
first
performance
of all,
review.
I'd like you to say why you want to work here at Yogscast. You know, have you done any research about what we do here? Do you know what we do?
Yeah, I looked at the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great website you've got.
Thanks.
And I think I would be a good part of the team because I work very well as an individual. But also as part of a team.
Well, that's exactly what
we want
to hear.
With responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm a very professional manner, and I've got good skills with the communications.
Good. Well, go on.
And I can email. I can use a number of internet programs.
Tell me more.
I can use Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, mm-hmm. Opera. Mercury.
Ooh.
I can use all of those. I'm really good at those.
Mm.
Safari I can use as well. That's another one.
I'm writing this down.
It's
ticking the boxes.
I'm a social media guru. I don't like to toot me own horn.
No.
But, you know, I'll have to lose some weight and a few ribs to be able to reach to toot my own horn.
No.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that in a job interview. That's awful.
Haven't we been through this slightly before? Who was it from your history who did that again? It was Paul...
Atreides.
No. It wasn't Marilyn Manson. It was someone else.
Mark Bolan.
Mark Bolan, that's
yeah.
Right. And anyone older than you, it's someone else. Anyway, that was a great start. What's your strengths and weaknesses in a job interview? I mean, what do you reply for that question?
I think... my biggest strength is I can...
lift a table?
I'm self-sufficient.
Right.
I can look after my own needs. I can order pizza. I can tell the cleaner to come round and clean the house.
You're like an old lady who's trying to convince me, because this is exactly what my
nan was
like. I can
phone a taxi driver by myself. I'm very self-sufficient.
So my nan is 89 and she's moving.
I'm 89 years old!
She's moving
to... Does
she
say that?
She does.
Yeah.
But when you get that old, you start counting in halves as well,
right? And I got all my faculties.
It's like when you're 9. It's like 89 is like being 9 again.
When you're 89, you do have to say that you've got all your faculties.
I'm 89 and 2/5.
When you
2/5.
2/5.
Who even would say that?
That is very, very strange fraction to pick as well when there's 12 months of the year.
Very strange.
What is 2/5 of 12?
I don't fucking know. It's 40%.
Right.
Of 12.
Okay.
No, that's a third. So slightly more than four.
Okay.
So maybe, you know, four and a bit.
But she's been going through these interviews to get into like these old people retirement complexes. So it's not like it's not like a home.
It's like a job interview.
Yeah. So she has to
What's your biggest strengths and what's your biggest weakness? Her biggest weakness is I need help to go to the toilet. Just like that. I'm not saying that your grandmother does need help. I wouldn't want to presume.
We all need help sometimes.
We do. We certainly do.
And so, yeah, so that's this is what that reminds me of. You remind me of the things you're saying are just so they don't.
I remind you of your nan who is going into a home.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's not going into a home. She's buying a flat in a residential in a retirement place.
It's like sheltered accommodation. It's like a little safety net for people. I've worked in a place like that.
Yeah.
So
it's very difficult to deal with, but she's still got all of her faculties.
She does.
And we recently
they're always full of women. Places. Do you know why? Because all the men die.
Oh, flipping heck!
So there's no living men to go in those retirement places.
I recently got her. So we got her an electric wheelchair because we were walking around one of these super mall places, and she got getting a bit tired, so we put her in one of these free electric wheelchairs they have for people.
She's like Charles Xavier.
No, she was like just a race car driver. She was like, you know, I'm trying to think of some that aren't dead, but you know, like she was like Ayrton Senna, right? She was just
he's
smashing
dead.
Into stuff, like driving around like
died.
Crazy. She was like the guy out of Fast and the Furious.
Paul Walker.
That's what
he's
she was
dead
like
as well.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she was just going to go straight through one of the glass-like things and straight down, plummeting three stories to her doom. She was so reckless.
That's probably the fastest she's gone in years,
Well,
mate.
She's never had a driver's licence. That's the thing in her life. She's never driven.
Is it the fastest I've gone since I was 53?
But do you know what? She's not. She's terrified of planes.
It was your granddad's birthday and he was chasing after me.
Now,
oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, flipping it.
He wanted to slip it in.
Oh no. Gran.
Oh my God.
Why? So she is one of these people who is terrified of flying, okay? But she absolutely loves, well, guess what her favourite TV show is, okay?
Airwolf.
No, it's Air Crash Investigation.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know, it's ridiculous. And I think that It's almost like the equivalent for her of watching like a spooky film, right? You know, it almost like founds all of her fears. She's like, yeah. Every time she's in the back of her mind, I guess she's always thought, oh, it's a bit silly. I shouldn't be scared of flying, but she obviously is, and it's justified when she watches Air Crash. She's like, look, see, this is why I don't fly. You know,
I mean, there's a thing in which the media that we consume sort of shapes our view of the world. And then, you know, as we're growing up, and then as, you know, perhaps adults, we like to choose particular media that confirms our view of the world.
That's true.
So it's just this self-fulfilling prophecy of, like, she watches, you know, an air crash thing when she was younger, and she was like, oh, it's dangerous. And she goes around, she's telling everyone, oh, it's dangerous. And then she watches this TV show because it confirms her view of the world as being dangerous.
So is there anything that you think you do like that? I mean, because we know you watch, you love all the crap like the gold mining in Alaska and stuff.
Oh, my God, gold diggers.
So did you think you actually want to be a gold miner? Would that
gold
be something
rushes.
That appeals to you, like in somewhere deep
know.
in your bowel?
I mean, I think it would be, I mean, just the idea of being up in like Canada or Alaska. You got a lovely sort of log cabin and you go out, you pick up your pickaxe, you know, it's a lovely sunny morning. It's quite cold and fresh. The air is, you know, it's sort of stinging with cold.
You just wave at the local bear.
Your breath is coming out in like, you know, your sort of ragged heaves.
Oh.
Forming these, you know, these icy clouds.
You've got your corgi there yapping at your heels.
You need the corgi because he scares away the bears.
That's right, yeah. They're very vicious.
They are. They're very excitable and vicious.
Yeah.
And he's got like a spiked collar on to make him look hardcore.
He only wants to play with the bear, but the bear sees him and, oh, he looks terrible.
I've also put like eyeshadow around his eyes.
Oh.
So like, he looks sort of goth.
A bit of white white powder on the makeup.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've also shaved one of his ears.
And an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah. With Eddie on. That's what he's called, isn't it? Eddie? God.
So are there any laws or social rules that baffle you at the moment? Have you been like, are you thinking there's some laws that need to go or like rules in society that are just the worst?
Well, I mean, there's this whole thing about, I really do think that times have changed and, you know, certainly in the like last 50 years or so, people's sort of attitudes have really changed and things that previously were sort of taboo.
Yeah.
Are now sort of like commonplace and everyday and accepted in society.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think, you know, we should be allowed to just murder people whenever we want. Because there's a lot of annoying assholes out there that should just be killed.
So, I mean, have you seen The Purge then? And
The Purge and The Purge Anarchy.
And the Rick and Morty Purge episode.
No, not that one.
Oh, it's good. You should check it out.
Is it all about vomiting?
It's basically just called... It's called The Purge. It's just like the film. Yeah. It's good, though. So do you think that... Is that a good idea, to have a day where everyone could just let their...
Yeah, I think so. But it should be, you know, like once a week. a day every week.
I see what you're saying. So, I mean, they're talking about legalising...
Probably Mondays would be good because,
Mondays. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad you've sort of had a think about this one.
Murder Mondays.
Obviously, there's this big problem with, like, an illegal... Because marijuana is on the borderline, right, between legal and illegal.
Marijuana.
And it's so kind of... Obviously, it's not okay now, but it's sort of on the... I reckon in 10 years' time... Well, it's not legal to have in the UK anyway. It's legal to own... It's okay to own enough if it's just for your own personal use.
It's been decriminalised, having, you know, possession.
A small amount of possession.
Yeah.
But it's on this funny old place where in 10 years it will probably be legal, right? Because...
I think it shouldn't be legal, you know. I think it should be legal and more so, it should be compulsory.
Right, okay. Well, I'm just saying because people say that...
I think that kids should be made to smoke weed.
Well, listen...
Obviously, from as young as five.
If you have to, first of all, the problem at the moment is that...
Only if they're good, though.
In a way, it's not...
Only if they've done their homework.
Okay.
Well done. You've done your homework.
Now,
here's a spliff.
Now smoke your spliff. Good boy.
I think that's pretty reasonable, isn't it? It'd be a good incentive. You know, the grades will go up across the board.
Is that what you want?
For five-year-olds? You know, we'll have five-year-olds getting, you know, GCSEs.
I love how I'm, like, trying to squeeze in some, like, serious chat here to go around to... But no, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say that marijuana's in this place, okay, at the moment
marijuana.
Where... If marijuana...
Marijuana.
...were legal, completely legal... In many ways, you know, we'd have... better quality of it. It would be less likely you'd be smoking like salvia or whatever by accident. The criminals who, you know, distribute it and sell it and stuff on undercover, you know, would have less money effectively, you know, and also we'd be able to get tax from it. There's a lot of benefits. So what I'm saying is like when murder becomes in that same legal ground as marijuana is right now,
yeah,
it's decriminalised but it's frowned upon.
I think it should, you probably, in order to actually generate some revenue, perhaps there should be like a fee for every person you kill, and that acts as sort of like a murder tax.
Okay.
It would still be illegal on, you know, days of the week that aren't Monday.
Oh, I see. Of course, sorry.
So right. Just, you know, murder Mondays. For every person you kill, you probably have to pay, I don't know, like, you know, £4 or something. It's like getting a prescription.
Right,
you know?
Oh, I see. It's subsidised by the government.
Yeah.
So the government pays a hitman £10,000,
no,
but you only have to pay a small amount.
No, they don't pay a hitman.
What?
You'd have to do it yourself. You have to kill someone yourself.
Well, you don't have to cook your own... You don't have to kill your own chickens in the supermarket. You don't have to grow your own weed. You just buy it. I'm just saying that when marijuana becomes legal, the weed will be amazing, you know?
So instead of paying the government £4.85... say
for a
kill, What you would do is you'd pay slightly more, perhaps £7.
Maybe.
For a professional.
Unless
to do the kill
you're a
for
student
you.
Or a pensioner.
So if
in
I.
In which case, you'd get a deduction.
I mean, this is pretty good. I mean, once a week, I could probably afford to have, you know, like a good dozen people killed, probably, you know, if I cut back on a few things.
Maybe it should be like Discworld, though, where when you pay your rates to the Assassin's Guild or whatever, you get, you know, protection and stuff.
I quite like that. I mean, you know, I don't want to name names, but there's certain people
right
in the office who should be careful.
That you've been eyeing.
Themselves.
I mean, yeah. We've only got.
But I'm going to go into the office on a Monday wearing like a full suit of armor, and it's going to be empty.
Oh no! It's going to be like a bloodbath. It'll be like that the paintball episodes of Community. You know, there'll just be people getting knocked out.
I'll probably have like a mech suit. It'll be like Titanfall.
A mech suit.
I'll have like a giant sort of mech suit that I'll stomp around in on Mondays.
Okay. Again, I think this has gone slightly further fetched than I expected.
I'll probably just open fire on crowds now and again.
Right, stop it.
On Monday.
On Mondays.
Just on Mondays. No, none of the other days of the week, because that would be insane.
Purge Mondays.
That would be a crime. That would be psychotic. That would just be just crazy. But you can't just go around killing people if it's not Monday.
God. Flipping it.
Town's a bit busy today. Oh, it's a Monday. You fuckers.
Have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Have you ever dreamed about starting a business, Simon?
You know, I think there's a lot of money to be made in stealing money. So
right.
I think I would like to be...
So you're going
to
open a bank?
A bank. Oh! Political. I like it. This is great. We're all right. We're no longer under the comedy category on iTunes. We're now under political.
Ooh,
because of that.
Well, we have got. Well, I am now 32 years old. So
now you're taking an interest in how the world works.
Yeah, that's right. And then another 10 years, I'll be able to like actually have my opinions listened to.
You'll probably be in the House of Lords in maybe 10 years' time. You've
Lord
made
Lewis.
A peer. Lord Lewis of Chipping...
Ongar.
Ongar, that's it. Yeah. I wanted to say Sodbury.
Chipping Sodbury, that is a place.
I know, it's a really nice name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sodbury.
Chipping Sodbury! Oh, that's where the manor was, where Lord Wibblebutt...
You would be Lord Sodbury.
Murdered, Lord Rushforth.
Lord Sodbury!
Yes.
And
it would be the Lord... Sodbury, wouldn't
the
it?
Lord Sodbury.
Yes, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Sodbury.
Yes. So have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Stealing money, you said?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, you know, maybe I'd be a lawyer.
All right.
Or maybe I would be a AAA game publisher.
Oh,
DLC, right. Microtransactions.
Stop burning these people.
I think I would be a mobile web developer.
All right, next. have you ever fantasized about changing your first name? So when you were a kid, did you want to change your name? Have you always been happy with Simon? Or did you think one day when you were a kid, Simon, I can't believe... Simon doesn't suit me at all.
Simon's quite a nice name. There's not a lot of people called Simon. There's a few, so it's not an unusual name.
No.
But it's also not a common name. So I think it's a nice sort of middle ground for names.
It's a good place to be. If
people
you...
know how to spell it as well, which is quite important. And
yeah.
Obviously Lewis can be spelled two different ways.
Yeah.
At least.
That could get on my nerves, actually. But it's not as bad as like those Irish ones where, you know, someone called like Oifi. And that's like pronounced as
Oif.
As
Owen
Gwen.
Is an interesting one because there's literally like 18 ways to spell Owen.
Oh, I don't.
Because
yeah.
It's a Gaelic name.
That's a tough one.
So there's like there's Irish and Welsh ways that all have variations.
And Sean as well is a bad
one.
Oh
God, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially with the American one with a W in it. So holy crap.
So Simon's good. It's a good name, I think.
It is a good name.
There aren't really sort of, you know, embarrassing idiots called Simon apart from myself.
There's a few.
So I feel sorry for other people called
Simon. Yeah, it sucks if you have a name that then somebody starts using, you know, and becomes very, very famous with that name. Like, you know, if you were called Britney. But the thing is, like, this kind of happens, right? So the childhood names go in cycles, you know, and lots of kids are called the same thing. And so
there's a lot of kids called Hodor now.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
What are you talking about? Really?
Yeah, because of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Because of Game of Thrones.
I knew there were a lot of Daenerys.
There's a lot of kids called Hodor, little boys.
Oh,
called
no.
Hodor.
They were called Khaleesi, weren't they? A lot of the girls called Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing about naming your kid, this is what Sipsut told me, was that he doesn't want to tell anyone what he's naming his kid because they will steal it. Okay? They'll think, oh, that's a nice name. If our kid's born first, we'll steal it. And apparently that happens quite a lot. Mm. So you have to kind of keep, like, quite stum. Because he was going to call his boy Dexter. And apparently, like, two or three people in... So this was about 3 years ago now. But, yeah, apparently two or three boys in his son's class are called that. So they're really glad that they didn't go with that. But, yeah, wow. What about you? What do you think there's any good names for kids? You're not going to have one anytime soon, I assume. There's some big news coming.
I wouldn't have thought. I mean, there's, you know, maybe there. What if I adopt a cat?
Okay.
What if I was to adopt a cat?
Yeah.
A little stray cat.
Right.
And he's got a little injured paw.
Oh, no.
And he's got a little bandage on his paw.
Oh, no.
And he ain't got no home. And he ain't got no one who loves him.
Right.
And I've adopted him.
Okay.
And I've got to name him.
Now, naming a cat...
I call him Hodor. That's what they call a callback.
In the industry. Well done. Oh, you've done well there. Holy crap. So are there any specific names on your radar? Because you're not going to use them in the next year. And by the time a year's gone around, you know, everyone will have changed and you know. But are there any names that are definitely not on the list either?
Joffrey.
Joffrey's not on the list, right. But did you ever have... Because some names, like, people associate with someone bad from their life too, right? And so you don't want to call your son, like, you know...
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Probably best to avoid that.
So, if you could custom blend a perfume or cologne, what would it include?
I think it would probably... It's got to be quite a sort of subtle thing.
Right.
So, I would probably have...
Well, first of all, the name's most important, but then I want to hear, like, what you think should be in it. Maybe you could come up with a couple, like, you know, like a couple of different brands for different types of people.
I like the idea of there being a fragrance that has a sort of citrusy, fresh kind of smell, but not lemon, because that makes you think of, like, well, it makes me think of, like, disinfectant.
Right, yeah.
Lemon, that sort of lemon fresh
thing.
Or, like,
cleaning fluid, yeah.
So if I, you know, if I eat things with lemon in or I smell lemon, I kind of think of cleaning products a bit.
Right.
Which isn't quite so nice. But, you know, maybe something more sort of orangey, a nice sort of orangey
kind of like
fragrance.
A Fanta.
And also, I really like chocolate, so maybe it should have a sort of cocoa butter sort of fragrance. So sort of chocolate and sort of orange combination fragrance.
So you want to smell really... like a chocolate orange?
So
you've come up with a very serious one. But
that's
actually...
right, listeners. He didn't pick up on the fact that it was Jaffa Cakes. Or his thinking.
Well, no, do you know, though... I think that making something that smells good, like food, is probably not the way you want to go with perfume.
I think that everyone should wear a fragrance that is tailored specifically for what they like to smell and maybe what they alone like to smell, and everyone likes the smell of their own farts.
Right.
So perhaps we should all wear cologne or perfume that smells of our own farts.
Like, imagine you bring a lovely lady back to your lovely apartment and you introduce her to the cats, you know, and you say, this is Hodor.
I hope they like the smell of cats.
And this is Khaleesi, and they you know, they say hi and they're not interested in her or whatever. And anyway, you start taking your clothes off. Things are getting a bit steamy upstairs.
Bloody hell, I'm not that kind
Fast
of guy.
Fast forward to... Fine, you've been going out for a couple of weeks.
That's better. A couple of weeks, at least.
You've seen each other a lot. You've agreed to, you know...
Have intercourse.
Relations. You've signed all the forms.
The consent forms.
You've asked your mum for permission.
The NDA has been signed
her. And she starts taking off your top, and it's getting all hot and steamy. It's the first time it's happened. But then she has a whiff of your... of your cologne.
And it smells of my own farts.
Well, it either smells of your own farts or it smells of Jaffa cakes.
Yeah.
Either of which I think would be off-putting.
I don't think I would ever date someone who didn't like the smell of Jaffa cakes.
Well, no, but listen, she would love that smell, but that would make her hungry and she'd get off the idea of
she would want to eat me.
And she would, no, she'd go down to the kitchen, get a big plate of Jaffas, and, you know, get all, and then she'd be all bloated afterwards and be like, oh, maybe I've got a headache.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, I mean, there's...
I think it would sabotage your lovemaking.
Is there gluten in Jaffa cakes? Because that could make her bloated. Or if she's diabetic and there's a lot of sugar in it, she could go into a hyperglycemic coma.
And that's right. Yeah. And then you come downstairs and Hodor and Khaleesi are there just licking her face, trying to wake her up. But no, she's not waking up. She's in a hypoglycemic coma.
She's dead!
But fortunately...
All because I wore cologne and smell of Jaffa cakes.
It's a Monday.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And so you just have to pay £4.97.
85. Yeah.
Filling the form. The garbage truck will just come and pick her up. You know, it's just a pair of legs like sticking out of your recycling bin.
Tuesday mornings they come.
Yeah, they come round
really early, like 7 or something.
Bring out your dad.
Bring
the bell.
Out your dad.
If you could save one endangered species from extinction, but it would have to live in your house, which would you choose?
Oh, I mean, there's
you'd have to have one as a pet.
I mean, just. Immediately coming to mind is there's a lot of endangered insects.
Right.
There's a lot of, well, you know, like flies.
5,000 insects are going extinct, you know, every day kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of flies and beetles and spiders that are going extinct. And I think that's a good thing. So it wouldn't be one of those.
There are some animals that
maybe a pig.
I don't think we need.
If there's a kind of pig that might be going extinct.
Right. Okay, like
what
a
about tapirs? Are they endangered? Because they're adorable things.
A tapir.
With their weird noses.
I think do you know what? I don't think they're going. I don't think they're endangered.
What about axolotls?
Axolotls, what, like a little lizardy cute?
Like a Pokemon. They're like little Pokemons, aren't they?
Axolotl. Let's have a look. Are they endangered? Yeah, they're critically endangered axolotls.
Oh yeah, I'd have a house full of those.
I think they have to live underwater.
I'll get some, like, masking tape and I'll tape up, like, the bottom of the doors and, you know, the sides. And I'll do the same with, like, the windows so there's no, like, cracks.
Oh, God.
And then I would just put the taps on.
Right.
And I would, like, shove toilet paper in the, like, plug holes.
Right.
And I'd turn all the taps on and I would, like, flood the sort of ground floor of the house.
Okay.
And then I would release the axolotls. From there, like, I imagine they're in, like, little bags, like I've won them at the fair.
Yeah, like goldfish.
And I just release them. And they die because there's, like, this really awful environment for them to live in. It's just cold water with no food and they would just die.
There you go.
And I would have killed, like, the last axolotls.
It's fine. They'll be fine. Thank you for looking after them. They'll get into
what
your pond.
What do they eat?
I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page.
If they eat spiders, so it'd just be amazing.
Okay. Oh. Habitat and ecology. They like it at about above 20 degrees C. Oh, no. Below 20 degrees C.
Below?
Below,
well,
20
that's
degrees
right.
C.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fine.
Oh, God, that would save me a fortune. I don't want to heat up all that fucking water to
They eat a variety
degrees.
Of readily available foods. Trout and salmon pellets. Frozen alive bloodworms.
Bloodworms?
Yeah, bloodworms are pretty
Isn't
common.
Isn't that like a Klingon delicacy? Gach. Oh. So they eat gach.
They eat gach.
Okay.
You can just freeze them. And yeah, they'll just swallow those down.
Oh my God.
Delicious. Sweet. Well, thanks for saving the axolotls, dude. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome, man.
So if you wrote romance fiction novels or erotic fiction, what would your pen name be? And also, what kind of romance? Can you give me a sort of a story, a romantic story, do you think?
My pen name would be Dolores Van Tittenheimer.
Okay, that's a good name.
Oh, it's good. You can see that on the front of the cover of the book, Van Tittenheimer.
Yeah, I would like.
I would. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'd go to Model Mayhem, and I would like find a pretty girl, and I would pay her to use her like headshot.
Okay.
As the author's portrait.
So what? A brunette with lots of red lipstick.
A redhead.
A redhead.
With lots of broomsticks.
Broomsticks.
Mm. A busty redheaded lady.
Okay.
And that will be Dolores.
Dolores. Van Tittenheimer.
Titten. What? Yeah. And I would, I would write very niche eroticism.
Tell me about how niche it would be.
I think there would be a lot of porn involving axolotls.
Oh no! It would be
It would be about a boy. Have they got genders?
Axolotls. Yeah, I think so. They do. They lay eggs. I know that much.
They might change gender. They
might be.
That would spice things up.
That would really confuse the erotic fiction.
Yeah. I don't think the axolotls would be confused themselves. I don't think they would care too much.
No. I mean, it doesn't have to
they
be
would
focused
get, they
on
would get down and dirty.
Axolotl
and then,
love.
And then the woman axolotl would, like, squirt out a load of eggs, and then the other axolotl would squirt out a load of eggs on top of the eggs, and they'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, I thought you were going to, like, oh, no, I'm a girl. Oh, I'm a girl too. Oh. I didn't realise I was a lesbian. I didn't know either.
Oh my God, I'm interested in this story now. So then what happens?
And then, well, one of them is so shocked that she just turns into a boy.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one does too.
Oh, no!
And then they're gay. And then they just come all over each other.
Oh, and the eggs.
And that's, yeah.
And they have a load of babies.
And then they,
A thousand babies.
1,000 axolotl are spawned. And they eat all of the bloodworms.
Your name is Hodor. Your name is Khaleesi. Your name is Tyrion.
They would run out of names pretty quick.
Mummy, I think I'm a girl.
Shut up, Hodor.
You'll find out when you're older.
Well, I think you know this one. What is your spirit animal?
Oh.
So there's two options here. One is obviously like the whole animal that secretly, that no one can see, okay, that's like your demon.
My
patronus. It's like an invisible.
Is
no,
it
no.
Patronus?
Well, your patronus.
Patronus.
Or patronus. Who
I'm not
knows?
Sure how it's pronounced.
No, but I like the way you pronounced it. It sounds patronizing.
Or is it patronizing?
I don't know.
See, that can be pronounced either way.
We'll find out when people write in.
We'll have to schedule or schedule.
If you had an invisible animal that followed you around, first of all, you wouldn't know what it was, right? What would you think yours... Okay, first of all, let's do it to each other. So I think you're...
What are you asking again? Because this isn't making any sense.
Okay.
This is just babble.
If you... If there was an invisible animal that, like, was tied to your soul, okay?
Oh, my God.
And it followed you around, a little bit like a demon in Philip Pullman's...
Oh, his Dark Materials.
His Dark Materials.
Right, okay.
So everyone has an invisible animal, like, tied to them that they can't see.
Yeah.
And it depends on, like, their character. And they don't know what their animal is until they find out when they're a certain year or age or something. I don't know, when they, like...
I think it would be... I think mine would be a seagull.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're thinking you'll be a seagull.
I think it'll be a seagull, you know, the kind that, like, eats, like, other dead seagulls or vomit or steals chips out of people's hands.
Now, I think what this is a little bit like one of those things where sometimes you see people who look like their pets, right? I have to think what you look like, because I don't think you look like a seagull. It doesn't strike me as
a big, fat, hairy orangutan that's scratching his own balls and then sniffing his hand.
No, I don't think you're that either. I think you're much...
Fred, Mom, you can animate that bit.
Big, fat, hairy... I think you're probably like a kind of badger.
A badger?
Yeah, like a kind of like a ginger haired...
Scratching his own balls and then sniffing his claws.
You're quite solitary.
you know, but you have like you're not vicious when you want to be, but you're like you're moody.
You're a moody, vicious, solitary badger.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get hit by cars and you just lie there in the middle of the road.
No, but badgers are great animals. They look after their families. That's why they're great.
They spread tuberculosis.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh. So they're culled.
Well, koalas spread the old chlamydia, don't they?
Yeah.
All koalas have chlamydia.
They can't. I mean, they can't help it. Yeah.
Also, koalas have like human fingerprints, don't they? They found out that they fingerprinted some koalas, and it turned out that one of them had done like a bank job.
I'm not sure if that's true.
That might be bollocks.
You might.
But I like the idea of that. I like it. So what do you think my spirit animal would be?
Your spirit animal, I think it would be a certain famous animal.
Okay.
That,
like a celebrity animal.
A celebrity animal. Perhaps it would be a cat.
Right.
That is known for having a particular sort of mood.
Right.
You know, kind of a grumpy sort of looking one. I think you would be Tardosaurus.
Oh, Tardosaurus, the grumpy cat. Mm. How's he doing? Is he still his career still going well? What?
Yeah.
What happened?
He got eaten by a seagull.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's really sad. Well, there you go.
Well,
he had a good run.
It's the circle of life.
It is.
He had a good run. He, you know, he made his owners a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, really, isn't it?
Okay.
We all had a good laugh looking at his miserable face. Actually, it's a girl.
Is it?
A misgendered grumpy cat.
What was your worst haircut / hairstyle of all time?
I don't really have good haircuts, generally.
You struggle.
I struggle. I've got like 3 crowns and I'm losing a bit of hair now. So it's hard to do anything with it that doesn't look awful.
I mean, some people like Hulk have struggled in exactly the same way.
I'm a real American. That's his music.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, shit. So some people really did. They just own it, though. You know, they don't give a shit. Like, do you remember Bobby Charlton with the comb over?
I think I would, if I could have the hair, I believe this is what you asked me, if I could have anyone's haircut.
That's right.
I think I would have X Factor, Sex Factor Jedward's hair.
Right. Which one of them? That's a tough question.
They're identical twins and they always have the same hair. So I don't think it matters. I mean, I could have the same hair as Edward or Jed's. Jedward's. What's the other one called? Jason. Jeremy. John and Edward.
That sounds more correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I love it.
They've changed their hair lately and they look a lot like Justin Bieber's new haircut, actually.
Really?
So what I'm saying is I want to look like Justin Bieber.
Okay. I think we can Photoshop that.
With the tattoos and the tight pants.
What is in your pocket or man purse? Right now. Do you have a man purse on you?
Well, I've sat down to record, so I tend to empty my pockets a bit.
Okay.
Right now, I've got a Ventolin inhaler.
Oh, right.
In my right pocket. In my left pocket, I've got tissues.
Okay.
And what's this? Oh, I've got an elderflower-flavoured sweet.
Elderflower-flavoured sweet. Just loose in your pocket.
Yeah, it's got fluff all over it. I just throw that out. It came out of the packet.
Oh, right. Well, there
elderflower,
you go.
I like them. They're nice. They're sugar-free. They're called Ricola sweets.
Elderflower, what are these things?
They don't pay us.
You don't see very much of them in other countries.
They're a bit difficult to get hold of. I think they might have them in like Germany or Switzerland and the UK and not nowhere else.
I do love elderflower, actually. It's a great flavour. Holy crap, they were some incredible questions. Thank you very much, Simon. I hope you liked the format. What did you think?
I mean, you said those are incredible questions. You're the one that came up with them. You didn't say those are incredible answers
Oh, those
that
were
I gave. Would you like to say that again?
Yeah, sure.
And this time compliment me.
Oh, Simon, that was fantastic. Holy crap. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Those were some incredible answers.
Thank you.
You did a great job. That's better. And by extension,
Christ.
They were also good questions. If you like that format, we could do it again, or I'm going to experiment with a new format next time. Maybe we'll do something slightly different.
We like to keep things fresh. We like to mix things up a bit.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why we've been doing Minecraft videos for 5 years.
Well, absolutely. Holy crap. So anyway, we'll see you all next time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
See you later, shitlords. Bye.